CISA are the local hero folks. It's our weekly local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA. And two people who I would dare say are more important to my wife than maybe even I am, Molly and Alex Feinstein, who are the people behind Go Berry, Northampton and Amherst. My wife, Melissa, has been known to detour her entire trips to hit a Go Berry, to eat Go Berry as a meal in lieu of lunch. You are the folks behind it. What I didn't know previous to this is that Go Berry is, it's local. Because, you know, Cold Stone Creamery was where you used to be.
Oh, I love hearing about that place.
And, you know, I had no problem with Cold Stone Creamery, but it wasn't local, and it very quickly went away, and then Go Berry sprung up, and I assume this is another hipster yogurt chain of, you know, frozen yogurts, but that's not true. Alex, you're 100% homegrown, right?
That's correct. I grew up here in Northampton, coming back from Boston. You know, we decided to bring something that we loved back to our hometown.
And that something is frozen yogurt. Molly,
yes,
and Alex, you two are an item.
A legal item.
In love and in partnership with the business Go Berry. Tell me about what is in a Go Berry.
Good question.
Thank you.
Our frozen yogurt is made with milk, yogurt, and sugar. Our milk comes from Maple Iron Farm, which is in Hadley, and our yogurt is from Sidehill Farm in Ashfield.
And what about the berries?
Good question.
Thank you again.
Our berries come from as local as we can get them.
Right, because there's
right
obviously not very many local berries right
Central
now.
America.
But my wife still needs Go Berry.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do? Why the name Go Berry, Alex? Because it's a yogurt place. Why not Yogurtary?
Or Go Yogo.
Or Yogi Berry.
I love that name.
We thought of a lot of different things, but once we, you know, said Go Berry out loud, it just kind of stuck.
You have not previously been in the yogurt business. Is that true?
Other than eating a lot of it.
Right.
No. I worked in healthcare. Alex worked in renewable energy. So it was definitely a deviation from our desk job.
It definitely hasn't been easy. You know, we started with the concept of just me and Molly being behind the counter, and it developed very quickly from there.
As challenging as it has been, because it's such a labor of love and we care so much about the valley and the community, even at the hardest points, it's been a joy.
I learned this the hard way. I should not view this as ice cream. It is not an ice cream substitute. Frozen yogurt is its own thing. And I think I wanted to make it seem like the ice creamiest version of frozen yogurt that I could. But I've enjoyed it much more when I go simple, I go the plain, and I go the berry. What are some of the other flavors that you guys have at Go Berry?
Fun things like green tea, ginger, lots of seasonal flavors like pumpkin spice, maple. Always developing new flavors. It's, you know, part of the fun of it. We spent a long time in a test kitchen trying out all sorts of different batches. Pretty much everything that came out was good, but it took a long time to get the consistency and the flavor that we were really looking forward to. And I ate pints upon pints of yogurt all day, every day for a long time.
What does that do to one's digestive tract?
Not good.
Not good to be married to that person,
right?
Probably either, and to run the business with them.
But at least we're in it together.
That is one hell of a Dutch oven.
We make all of our flavors in-house. We keep them to very simple ingredients. If you're getting a strawberry-flavored yogurt, it's straight-up strawberries that goes into there.
It's not strawberry flavoring.
It's not strawberry syrup or strawberry flavoring, right, or any artificial anything.
The thought process being good, simple food tastes good. You know, the Sidehill yogurt tastes so sweet and delicious. I can't imagine adulterating it with a lot of other ingredients, and that's why we try to keep it so simple. We joke that it's a guilt-free treat, but it's not just that it's healthy, a healthier alternative to ice cream, but it really is supporting the local community and our store and the jobs that come with that, but the farms that we work with as well.
Is it really guilt-free, or am I going to get fat if I eat this whole pint that you gave me?
It's not calorie-free, but it is fat-free.
Absolutely.
But not 100% guilt-free, so I better take it easy.
Like 78%.
There's no pleasure without guilt, so they have to have a little guilt in there.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the next flavor.
You've shared to me at times just how part of what's been challenging but incredibly fun about this business is the connections you've made with other businesses, whether it's Harold's or whether it's Maple Line or...
We came into town loving Harold's, and they were incredibly welcoming when we first came in, which
was fantastic.
Because
you think you'd be their major threat.
I'll be the first to admit, though, that at 9 months pregnant, I am there pretty much daily. So, you know, working with our local farms has been amazing. Maple Line has offered at times to come pick up our milk when we've lost power, or we'll have a line out the door on a Friday night and they'll just drop off an extra 30 gallons because they know we'll need it on Saturday.
Molly and Alex Feinstein from Go Berry in Northampton and Amherst. This is your first time trying to run a business, trying to run a restaurant on Main Street in Northampton. But a year later, a second one opens in Amherst. And you found out you were pregnant the same day. Yeah.
It was quite an adventure. When we opened Go Berry Northampton, we never thought that we would open another store. We were the first to naysay it, and yet we found ourselves a year later cutting the ribbon. So
and the cord.
And the cord.
The same pair of scissors. That's gross. Alex and Molly Feinstein from Go Berry in Northampton and Amherst, local heroes. Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks. You can find more about all of our local hero businesses at buylocalfood.org.